Good morning. This is the 2 Minutes with Vic podcast. I'm your host, Victor Salcido, and something really going through my mind this morning, and I don't know why I'm getting so heavy on it, but and I don't think I should approach this with too much negative energy or I don't want to sound like too upset or like angry here, but to my audience listening to this podcast and, people who are looking back on this podcast, as I'm on episode 100, 200, 300, because I'm going to keep on talking about this. Like, if you are in between the ages of 18 and 25, you need to get your finances in check quickly. Like, really quickly. And I'm realizing this more and more, not just myself in my personal life, but friends, family, peers, coworkers, like people aren't able to handle $400 unexpected expenses. Take it a step further, people aren't able to handle $4,000 unexpected expenses. Somebody didn't have life insurance and now they need a funeral. And they can't get a funeral because family members don't have money. You popped a tire and you need to get a new tire, or you're going to need to get a new tire set because all your tires are balding on your fucking 2002 Honda Civic DX. We gotta take a step back and figure out, what's our issue? What's your problem? I work at an elementary school, and that's one of the things I have to ask some of the kids sometimes. Like, you need to tell me what your issue is. What is your problem? What is your malfunction, young man or young lady? And one of the things that the kids do that really reminds me a lot of people around my age is there's blame to somebody else. To continue to use the child example, oh, he did something to me, she said something about me, they said this happened to me. No ownership, which is so natural. No ownership. I think it's like a survival thing or something. Because if you just admit it, I'm pretty sure back in tribal days, you know what I mean? If a tribe leader is like, hey, who the hell took this fucking, who stole a thing of corn, a stalk of corn? Oh, it was me. Chop your hands off or kill you or something. It's probably just some deep-seated, memory in our DNA that's like, hey, don't snitch on yourself because you're gonna die, right? It's understandable, but it's like with these kids, there's all this blame, and then I have to slow them and back them up. Like, no. What is your problem? What is your malfunction? What's your issue? Oh, when they said that about me, I pushed them. Well, okay, we can't do that. Can't let stuff get to you, kid. But they said, okay, who cares what they say, kid? I see the same thing in adults. People around my age, As if, and we should really break this down, as if achieving not even financial independence, because I believe that achieving financial independence is so unfathomable. Like, I don't think, and I think I will get there in my lifetime. I truly do believe that I will be surpassing $150,000 of income a year within like the next like 3 4 years. I definitely believe I'm going to be passing $500,000 of income maybe within the next decade or two. And I believe after that there's going to be a lot of exponential growth because I'm only going to be educating myself business wise, entrepreneurial wise. These are going to be the kinds of things I educate myself in. So, to hopefully just wrap this up real quick because I don't want to be I don't want to take up too much of your time. I don't want this to be like a 27-minute episode. We need to understand what our issue is. Us. You know? We my generation, right? My peers, we are not goal planning at all. Like, period. We're not educated financially, and we're not planning. It's going to start with the education, and we're going to need to set goals, and we need to crush them. Every couple of days when I have free time, I go into financial institutions, I go into banks and credit unions and, you know, other places, and I do my best to educate myself, you know? Hi, sir, ma'am. My income is X. I want to start growing my money. Would you recommend anything? Yes, sir. We recommend a certificate of deposit. Up to $10,000. We'll give you 1.69% on a, I don't know, 6-month CD. And we'll give you 1.74% on a 12-month CD, and a 1.84% on an 18-month, and 2% on a 24-month, and blah, 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 right, right. Like, we got to educate ourselves, you know? And there's this exercise that we used to do back in high school. I forgot what program it was, but we would get, you know, we would get in front of this whiteboard, and we would really, like, calculate expenses and stuff. And we would say, like, okay, if you make $2,000 a month and your rent is $1,000 and your phone bill is $100 and, you know, you have a car and gas for the month is $120, like, how much do you have left over? How much did you save and try to grow and stuff like that? And I think we really lost sight of that. It's kind of crazy. So to wrap it up, to bring it to a conclusion, I will be going into this a little bit more further in depth. If you're around my age listening to this, take a step back. Realize financially what you're messing up on, and you'll figure it out very quickly. Look at your expenses. Look at how much cash you keep on withdrawing out of your account. That was a big thing for me. Like, I wouldn't really see too many $120 expenditures at restaurants and, you know, retail stores or anything like that, but I would see $300-$500 withdrawals periodically. That just diminish. The cash goes fast. Before, for me, my issue used to be, you know, having the debit card make the money go by too fast. Now it's the cash makes the money go by too fast. So I'm figuring out myself the adjustments I need to make. And one of my big adjustments and goals that I've set for myself is starting to build my money, putting it with a secure financial institution in order for it to start growing. And that is going to be, I think this like Wednesday, this Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to be going to my credit union and starting my first CD, my first certificate of deposit. And I'll have more information for you there as to whether or not I recommend it. You know, should you do it, should you not do it? But anyways, this is the 2 Minutes with Vic podcast. I appreciate you listening to this today. I appreciate you listening. And I hope you have a great, wonderful, beautiful Monday. Thank you.